Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch towards the weekend. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from our artist of the week, Emily Sunday. And in today's entertainment spotlight, it really is news you can use. Yesterday, I spoke with parenting expert Amanda Mushrow about Baby Safety Month and some tips for parents. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, Georgia judge rules that Sidney Powell and Kenneth Teasborough can be tried together starting October 23rd. The judge overseeing the Georgia election subversion case involving former President Donald Trump has denied requests by two of the 19 defendants to be tried alone, instead saying the pair would be tried together starting next month. Since the lawyers have both filed speedy trial demands, the Fulton County Superior Court judge said their trial would begin October 23rd, but he seemed skeptical of prosecutors' arguments that all 19 defendants could be tried together that soon. The hearing provided some insight into how the case would play out, with prosecutors estimating a trial would take 4 months and that they'd call more than 150 witnesses. It was also broadcast live on television and on the judge's YouTube channel, a marked difference from the other three criminal cases against Trump, where cameras have not been allowed in the courtroom during proceedings. The special prosecutor who provided the four-month estimate said that that did not include jury selection and added that whether or not defendants chose to testify could affect the timing. But he says he expects a trial to take that long, regardless of how many defendants it includes, arguing that because the trial was brought under Georgia's anti-racketeering law, prosecutors would seek to prove the entire conspiracy against each defendant. In announcing the wide-ranging 41-count indictment last month, the Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis said that she wants to try all 19 defendants together, but the legal maneuvering that has already begun in the 3 weeks since the indictment was returned underscores the logistical complexity inherent in such a sprawling indictment with so many defendants. Already, some of those charged are seeking to speed up the process by attempting to separate themselves from the others accused in the alleged conspiracy, while others are trying to move the charges against them from a state court to federal court. All of them have pleaded not guilty. In more national news, a football coach who got job back after the Supreme Court ruled he could pray on the field has resigned. A high school football coach in Washington State who won his job back after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled he could pray on the field resigned on Wednesday after just one game back. Assistant Bremerton High School coach Joe Kennedy made the announcement on his website, citing several reasons, including that he needed to care for an ailing family member out of state. He had been living full-time in Florida before the football season started last Friday. I believe I can best continue to advocate for constitutional freedom and religious liberty by working from outside the school system, so that is what I will do, Kennedy wrote. I will continue to work to help people understand and embrace the historic ruling at the heart of our case. In a statement, the Bremerton School District confirmed Kennedy had submitted his resignation. School officials declined to comment on his exit, saying they would not issue any further statements as the resignation is a personnel matter. In more national news, prosecutors ask a judge to revoke bond of mother of Virginia boy who shot his first-grade teacher. Prosecutors have asked a federal judge to revoke the bond for the mother of a Virginia boy who shot and wounded his first-grade teacher after she allegedly failed multiple drug tests while awaiting sentencing on two felony charges. Deja Taylor pleaded guilty in June to having a gun while possessing marijuana and to lying on a federal background check from when she purchased the 9mm handgun her son used to shoot his teacher. The boy was 6 when he pulled out his mother's gun in January and fired one shot at the teacher in a classroom full of students. Taylor was released on bond pending sentencing on the condition that she refrained from unlawful drug use and possession. In a motion filed in U.S. District Court last week, prosecutors said Taylor tested positive for marijuana and cocaine use, failed to show up for two drug screenings, and missed two scheduled drug treatment sessions. In entertainment news, Jeff Daniels looked back with stories and music in new Audible audio memoir, Alive and Well Enough. Jeff Daniels tackles his life and career in an absorbing, unconventional way this month with a music and skit-filled audio memoir from Audible that he calls a little bit like a one-man musical. In the 12-episode season of Alive and Well Enough, the actor, musician, and playwright explores his influences and opinions, offering thoughts on everything from fedoras to folk stars. Over the course of these episodic excursions, I'm going to let you peek under my hood. Frankly, I want to know what's under there too, he said in the first episode. And finally, in business news, Wall Street loses ground as weak stretch continues. Stocks fell on Wall Street, continuing a weak stretch on this holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% on Wednesday. The Dow fell 198 points, or 0.6%, and the Nasdaq Composite gave back 1.1%. Declines in several big technology stocks, including Apple, weighed on the market. Treasury yields rose following data showing the U.S. services sector remains strong. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.30%. Roku rose after saying it will cut 10% of its staff. The company also raised its forecast for quarterly revenue. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Do not say that trouble won't come your way today, but do say that you will be ready to confront it with faith when it does. So let's get to it. Have an amazing Thursday. Emily Sunday has been an artist of the week this week. You guys have been hearing her new single, There For You. But because it's Thursday, I wanted to do a throwback to all times my favorite song by Emily Sunday, and that is Read All About It. Such a powerful message about the importance of using your voice and how it deserves to be heard. And Emily really delivers it so well. So here is Read All About It by Emily Sunday for him in Conversations Daily News.
Stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no
We are part of my conversation coming up with parenting expert Amanda Mushrow in today's News You Can Use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your News You Can Use. Parenting expert Amanda Mushrow, join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, celebrating Baby Safety Month with some great tips for your child. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Amanda, thank you again for joining us. Really appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is an important topic, of course, for a lot of people. You know, this is back to school for a lot of us right now, but even for those with younger children, of course, they want to make sure that they're keeping the children safe and happy. For parents out there, Amanda, taking care of these young ones can be overwhelming. Can you kind of give some advice on how they can tackle this?
Right. There just seems to be so much information and so many different products, and you may be wondering what exactly you should focus on. And I really think for parents, focusing on creating a safe and secure environment for your baby is a top priority. And that's in your home, in your car, and wherever your baby might go with you or with a caregiver.
Love that. And that's so true. And again, we have to put the caregivers in there because a lot of times, of course, with the parents working, they end up being with the caregiver. So what's a part of an important routine then, Amanda, for keeping babies safe and healthy?
Okay, definitely bath time, a fan favorite time in my house when my kids were little. And my top tip is Baby Magic's new Delicate Wash and Lotion. So their 98% naturally derived formulas are packed with wholesome ingredients such as colloidal oat, shea butter, and aloe, and it features this light scent of almond blossom. I mean, I love the scent of it. I mean, I want to put it on my skin. And it really smooths your baby's skin and leaves behind this light, sweet smell. And this Delicate line is hypoallergenic. Dermatologists and pediatrician recommended, which is so important. And it's made without any of the harmful additives. So it really makes it safe for your baby's sensitive skin. And you can actually find this exclusively on Amazon.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're going to get on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, ever host Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.